Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesce. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0-for-2 in the game. Yurk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gettle. Pesky moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams is walked intentionally. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Johnson now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Pat Seary. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing left field. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.